Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. Americans pay some of the highest prices in the developed world for prescription medication. Average costs about $1,200 per person per year. Now, some states are taking matters into their own hands. On Wednesday, Colorado's Governor Jared Polis signed into law a bill to implement a price cap on insulin. It is the first such law in the nation. And now Texas appears to be heading toward its own drug pricing regulation, too. House Bill 2536, for those keeping count, passed out of the Senate this week. It would require pharmaceutical companies to disclose price hikes for medications. Proponents of the bill say it would make drug pricing in Texas more transparent. Joining us to talk about it, Jeremy Blackman. He's investigative reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Jeremy, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
You characterize these measures as some of the strongest drug pricing transparency steps in the nation. What exactly would this bill do? How does it work?
So this bill is structured really not to prohibit drug companies from raising prices on their drugs, but it's really meant to disincentivize it. So it would basically force drug companies to report information about a drug when it jumps over a certain threshold. And when it was originally proposed, this bill was suggesting a 50% threshold. Now, as it's been passed out of the Senate, it's been reduced to 15%, which is among the strongest that other states have implemented.
Now, let me get this straight. So if a drug price, we're talking about like a retail or manufacturer's set retail price.
This is the wholesale price.
The wholesale price. If the wholesale price of the drug jumps more than 15%, then how are consumers informed of this fact?
Well, the Health and Human Service Commission will create a website or create a page on their website where this information will be publicly available. And the intent really isn't so, I mean, the public can access it, but the intent is really for people like journalists and others who, advocates who are watching this industry can really track what's happening. And each company will have to, every time a drug goes over the threshold, will have to explain the exact reasons why. So
the reasons
it should
why
bring a lot of clarity to at least what drugs are going over these thresholds.
Well, I guess it should. I mean, certainly in theory, but I'm thinking most people, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Jeremy, but I don't know anybody who actually checks the prices of drugs. A lot of times you take that script to the pharmacist, you ask that pharmacist to fill it, and then you are told how much you're going to owe based on whether you're insured or not. And certainly the drug companies are far from transparent about what their prices currently are. Am I incorrect about this?
No, you're not incorrect. I will say that, and this is, you know, the drug companies are only one piece of a much longer supply chain. And in fact, their argument against this bill was that it's unfairly targeting just one component of that supply chain. This might not affect you as a consumer, but what it will do is give lawmakers here much more information and the public information about exactly what's going into price hikes. And then could, you know, in theory, influence future legislation that could ratchet down and try to prevent drug companies from doing that, which, as you said, is actually what's happening in Colorado around one of these drugs, one of the most popular drugs.
Yeah. Of course, we're seeing some action in the U.S. Senate trying to do something about the rising costs of drugs. And now we see what's happening in Texas, which, you know, for a state that touts itself as so business friendly, to be doing something like this might raise a few eyebrows. Is the governor going to sign this into law? And what do you make of the larger sort of trend that we're looking at?
Yeah, it appears very likely the governor is going to sign this into law. He tweeted out after the bill passed the Senate that he was looking forward to it coming to his desk and that consumers can get some much needed transparency from this. I mean, you're right. This was never supposed to really do much. The original bill was passed by a Republican representative, Tom Oliverson, who's a physician, who didn't think it could pass in this business-friendly climate that we have in the legislature. So that's why he set the threshold as high as it was. But it just gained a new life in the House at the last minute through an amendment. And I think this is really indicative of that national trend. I mean, you read stories about people who are rationing their insulin supplies because they just can't pay for these exorbitant prices. This is really lawmakers responding to consistent calls from their constituents.
Jeremy Blackman is investigative reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Jeremy, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thanks so much for having me.